part Stevie V.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
We had some similar sentiments today. We'll say about those in a little bit. Hello, Mr. President. Here we are. But if you're just finding out, the breaking news is that singer Whitney Houston has died at age 48. 48 years young. I'm 41. 48 don't seem that old anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't. Yep. Little baby James will be 9 when I'm 48. 800-345-9622. We've asked you, is it possible to measure a life well lived? Some of you called and gave us in the first hour your idea of what that looks like. But Anthony from Tampa, Florida, and I'm assuming listening to WTBN down there, has a different perspective. Hey, Anthony, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
We're doing well.
All right. I just want to say that my almost 60 years on this earth have realized that we don't have the power to understand life as it is. We don't know the time of death. We don't know the time of life. What is I'm saying? We look at the Kennedy, all right, and I see he was shot. His brother ran. He was shot. Bang. Young man. We look at Martin Luther King, young man. Boom. We look at George Burns, smoked cigars, but yet, boom, he's 100 or close to whatever. What is I'm saying? Life is like a vapor. It's in the book. And then Joel says, I come in this world and I prayed. He said he prayed for the very thing that came in his life. All his children, seven of them, bang, boom. All his riches, bang, boom. What is I'm saying? We don't know. Life is not measured by how we live or how we don't live. Life is just measured by being a vapor. That's what the book says. We're here one moment, next moment we can be gone.
So, Anthony,
we can live as good as we want to, but it doesn't really guarantee we're going to be here a long time.
No, I didn't say it did. And I think you're touching on something that's very germane to this conversation. Because the question, is it possible for Whitney Houston to die at 48 and to have had a full life? Is it possible for George Burns to die at 115 and have an empty life? And if so, what is it measured by? Like, for you personally, for you, Anthony, what would you say was for you a life that was well-lived? What was meaningful about your life while you were on this planet? Was there anything that you held dear? What was it?
I have a life that is very, I'll say, I lived it to the hilt, doing what I did at the time I did it, which was I lived a drug life. All right? But yet, not one chance, not three, but God have given me, I believe in God, and I believe he gave me a chance to be where I'm at today. Where I'm at today, I'm at a dream and a vision that he gave me, that he let me know now. I did it my way for 45 years, now I follow him. Right. I believe I'm following that dream that he gave me, that vision, that sure. Now it gives me a greater understanding of what life is all about.
Sure, so for you, another way of saying that, or perhaps answering Kevin's question, is for you, for yourself, a life well lived is you have in fact come into an understanding of this experience with God, your Creator, your Father in heaven, through your Christianity. That's the thing that for you has where you're at now is the demonstration of a life well lived. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I hear you. But then look at all those old ones that did a life that was really, I would say, on the Christian or on the journey of doing the will of God, but yet had died at an early age. Then I'm still here. So I'm just saying, I can't really say that really is going to, I say, give it 100% of an absolute reason why I'm still here.
No,
I believe it's just some people are going to be here because he's going to allow them to be here no matter if they... Well, I OD 3 or 4 times. I'm still here.
Well, Anthony, the question wasn't is there an objective way to measure life? The question was what is to you a full measure of life? And you've cheated death several times.
No, I didn't. He still got me here. And what I'm saying is,
okay, you cheated the overdose several times.
What you're saying, because I can't measure. What I'm saying is, I believe that there's certain people you're going to allow to be here no matter what. And he's going to continue to let them be here until they fulfill
the destiny
of their life.
Anthony, I got you. Thanks for the call. I understand. Here's what I'm getting at, Stephen. Let's say she hadn't had the last 15 years do what it had done. And she had the fame, riches, and glory, and maybe she had a great spiritual life, and there was all these things about her that was full and content. And then one day, just boom, like a stroke of lightning, just gone. My grandfather died last night. He's talking with his newer bride, because my grandmother died a number of years ago, and he had been remarried. And they're sitting there talking, and she steps into the hallway to talk to the nurse, and comes back, and he's gone.
Mm.
Just like that.
Yeah.
He didn't feel like his last several months that he was in this rehab situation, that it was a life very well lived.
Mm.
He felt very frustrated. He felt helpless, and he's not used to feeling helpless. He was a guy who got up at 4 o'clock in the morning and lifted heavy groceries all day long to provide for his family. But when he got home, you know, his family was together. He had food on the table. They had a little tiny four-square house on the north side of Fort Worth. And, you know, probably didn't cost, you know, a bag of beans, but it was theirs, and they had it, and there was this kind of, I don't know, satisfaction.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you've opened this, you know, quite beautiful can of worms with this topic tonight, because I think the word is contentment. You know, I think a life well lived is a life where, and that's why I went to the one day at a time thing, and you know, contentment. You know, that's the one thing. Even in the ministry work I do, I'm going tomorrow to Nashville because I'm working with the
I Am Second
people.
Yeah.
And there's a wonderful website, IamSecond.com. It's just a website of testimonies of people whose lives have changed. And, you know, I say in my testimony on that website, I say, you know, I started with, you know, what was missing for me was the satisfaction, the contentment of waking up in the morning and no matter what was going on, if I had it or didn't have it or this or that or my wife was mad at me or, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
Ups, downs, whatever. I still had a smile on my face because the experience I'm having is my life doesn't belong to me. God's in control and I'm going to enjoy it as best I can one day at a time.
It's very interesting because in our house, we've been through different financial seasons. We've been through really lean and really good.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had friends that have been very good for almost the whole time. But there are things about their life that they hate. And the lovely bride and I, up and down, back and forth, the worries are there. They're real. But you got each other. And you got the promise that, you know, you're going to give it your best every single day. And I've said repeatedly to the lovely bride multiple times, I love my life. Have I accomplished everything I wanted to? No, not even close. I'd love to do tons of things more. But that contentment you were referring to, I know in my heart, it's something that I, because I guess I'm not expecting to have all of those things ever happen. And so I've put my eggs in the basket of what is going to matter to me long term. Am I going to leave my children something that they can trust by way of who their father was? Am I going to leave this world a different place because of something that I wrote? And I hope that that's the case. You know, there's all these things that, but I'm satisfied even with trials that come. It's like, I got that joy. Mm-hmm. And people are like, I don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody looks at Whitney and they say, man, you know, she had everything. There was a Grammy party that she was going to bust out at tomorrow night. And then the awards were going to happen and she had this new thing and all this stuff and it's gone. It's just gone. 800-345-9622. Thanks for your comments on that. Very different topic than what we normally do. When we continue, President Obama forcing his religious views upon those who disagree with them by the force of law. Is that really right? We'll talk about it.
I'm Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free...
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Women will never look at you the same again once you understand the system by Doc Love. Now, where should you start? Listening to this radio show weekly is a good beginning, but there is so much more at DocLove.com. That's DocLove.com. There you can learn more about the system, get a free weekly article, and download a bunch of free audio. In fact, we have a 9-minute video on Doc Love's homepage explaining everything that is available for you from Doc Love. You've heard us say it on the show before. Our coaching is designed to protect a man's heart, his wallet, his time, and most important, his sanity. What did your last date cost you? What did your buddy's divorce cost him? It's time to reclaim your manhood and make sure that women know you're not the same old guy. In fact, they will barely recognize the new you because you've plugged into the common sense advice born of Doc Love asking over 10,000 women why they choose to stay with one man versus another. Tens of thousands of guys' lives have been changed by Doc Love's principles. Will you be next? Only if you visit DocLove.com now.
Valentine's Day is this Tuesday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 2 dozen long-stem assertive roses, plus a free glass vase, a free soothing spa kit, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry! Valentine's Day is this Tuesday. The price of roses will skyrocket the closer we get to Valentine's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guaranteed Valentine's delivery. 2 dozen stunning long-stem assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $39.99. Plus, we'll include a free vase, free spa kit, and free chocolates. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple near Valentine's Day. And this last-minute deal expires this Monday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being here. 800-345-9622. 1-800-345-9622. If you are just finding out, Whitney Houston dead at 48. We talked about that in the first hour. If you want to hear the conversation about that, go back and get the podcast. Always available at TheBingeThinker.com. We also have email addresses available on the Connect page when you go to TheBingeThinker.com. And the podcast available right there on the homepage, right there on the front page, in the right-hand column. You can also join our Facebooks. Please do that. It's a great way to stay in contact with who we are and what we're about. It's Stephen Baldwin on that side of the table.
Yo, yo.
Kevin McCullough on this side. And we were at CPAC this weekend.
We were speakers at CPAC.
We weren't there very long, actually.
Cause it and started that's because of you.
Thursday, and then we... No, tell them what we did Thursday night.
What did we do?
You don't even remember what we did Thursday night? We've spent like the last week together.
Jackie, what did we do Thursday night?
What, we went to an aircraft carrier.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. No, hold on a second.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
And suddenly the memory kicks in.
Oh, well, you know.
So what did we do Thursday night?
Thursday night, we went to the New York City world premiere.
Red carpet and everything.
Of the feature film Act of Valor. A military film, action film, big action, so incredibly entertaining, but starring real Navy SEALs. The company that produced this picture, Relativity, a dear old friend of mine, Tucker Tooley, one of the producers on the film. This I got to tell you guys, I am going to be doing everything I can to get the word out on this film. I think it drops February 24th,
correct.
I think is the release date.
It had originally been slated for the 17th, but it's been pushed back to the 24th.
And guys, I got to tell you, in honor of the men and women in our military, I want to challenge everybody within the sound of my voice to Facebook, email, Twitter, do everything you can. Check out the trailer for Act of Valor. If this movie does well opening weekend, it will then probably encourage the Hollywood community to engage the real people in uniform to continue to maybe create quality content that they can be involved with that really honors them and who they are and what they're about.
It went so far the other night, they went so far as to say, the director did, that one of the reasons they made this film, and friends, listen very carefully to this. They went so far as to say the reason they made this film is because Hollywood has done everything it can to tear down the honor and the integrity of the military in the eyes of the American people.
And that's pretty much true.
And this is a historic shift, because in World War II, Hollywood got behind the war effort.
Sure.
They made dozens, hundreds of films about the war and the need to support the troops and you know, everything from Bob Hope and Bing Crosby to full-on, you know, dramas.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a huge supportive act. Not doesn't exist in Hollywood anymore. There's a handful of people that do. So the director of this film said, we just wanted to once and for all say, these guys are good guys. And they endure an incredible amount of sacrifice to keep us safe. And I was asked by someone in Washington today what the film was like. And, Stephen, the best way I could describe it is it's like the Bourne Identity, but it actually has a storyline. I mean, it's got all the action that you can imagine a Navy SEAL-led action movie would.
Mm-hmm.
But you come to care about these characters in a very profound way. And every piece of the narrative is taken from actual Navy SEAL missions that they've already the SEALs have already experienced on some level.
Sure.
So an incredible film. We did that Thursday. That's the day that CPAC would have opened.
Right.
So we missed Thursday, and then we drove down Friday. We spent Friday night hanging out with our friends from Focus on the Family Citizen Link. Had a lovely dinner with those people.
Fantastic.
Stephen was the hero too. The restaurant said, "Oh, we can't seat 11 people." This huge room, the size of a football field, we can't put tables together that seat 11 people. And Stephen goes, "Ladies, let me take care of this."
Is that how I did it?
And Stevie B, he goes off.
A Stevie B.
He just does his thing, comes back. Guess what? Now they're putting tables together, and we all of a sudden got seating for.
I did a Jedi 11. Mind trip.
You did.
I went to the maitre d', who said, "We can host a table of 11 people." And I walked back over to him, and I did that little wave in front of his face, and I said,
"These aren't the droids you're looking for."
I said, "Yes, you can host 11 people." He said, "Yes, we can host 11 people." But what I did was I just did, you know, the classic went over his head routine, and I played dumb. I went to the concierge, and I went, "Hey, Benjamin, how are you today? He went, Mr. Baldwin, nice to see you. Welcome to the hotel. I said, yeah. Benjamin, you know, could you get a reservation last minute now for myself, my friends, these 11 people? What's the closest place we can walk to get a reservation for 11 as quickly as possible? Because the restaurant here in your hotel says they can't accommodate us, which is fine. I did a judo move. See the judo move I did there?
Are you waving the hand across the face again?
And Benjamin said, Mr. Baldwin, just if you'll allow me just a few minutes, I think we can come to some other understanding.
And then they did. And they almost put us in the room.
Thank you, Benjamin!
They almost put us in the room.
They almost put us in the private dining room.
That was last used by
Benjamin Netanyahu. How cool is that? And I went, you know, guys, listen, we love Benny Netanyahu. He's fabulous. Love him and all he stands for. But we don't need the, you know, the white tablecloths. And we're good. But I'm just glad because those folks over at Focus on the Family Citizen Link, they're terrific.
We had a good time.
And then we had a wonderful talk today on our panel.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to what we talked about. And then you ruined the whole weekend for me.
What did I do now?
You made me drive back in a blizzard in this car with you 4 or 5 hours. And what did I have to do?
Oh, this is really sad.
What did I have to do?
This is so sad. Like, he gets in the car, and he's already starting to shed tears over this. Everybody knows that at the top of the hour, you hear that little thing where a female voice comes on and says, well, you know, my favorite is your brother, Stephen.
And that's the intro to our radio program.
And it's Governor Palin talking about her favorite
Baldwin brother. Sarah Palin.
Who was the keynote invitee for CPAC this year.
Who, in my mind, is like a Navy SEAL, Wonder Woman, Charlie's Angels, and a governor all rolled into one. And I'm her favorite Baldwin. And she's speaking. She's the closing speech at CPAC. And, of course, we get in the car, we're driving, and Kevin's like, you know, yeah, we got to measure the gas, and what's the timing? We got to be there on time for the radio show. We got to get back, got to get back, got to get back, got to get back. And, by the way, we can watch Sarah Palin's speech while we're driving.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
streamed on 4G.
What do you mean, Sarah Palin's speech? Do you mean to say, McCullough, that you just dragged me out of CPAC to drive all the way back to New York just to get back? We could have done the radio show from CPAC.
We could have.
And I could have hung out with my home girl.
But I would have missed a very important appointment for tomorrow morning.
Oh.
So I kind of had to get back tonight.
Can you mention what it is?
Sure. I have to be at church tomorrow.
Oh, that is
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. I am Stephen Baldwin. He is...
Hey, Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough.
As
he says so nonchalantly.
Yeah, just treating my name the way the press does.
Our number 800... Our number 800-345...
Always knock Stephen right off.
Well, you're really very
funny.
Silly.
I am.
Because we go to the Act of Valor premiere, and the paparazzi takes our picture.
Right.
And they take pictures of us together. And then they take, which they always request, they'll go, oh, I'll be with my wife and kids. And they'll say, can we get
yourself
a single of you,
right,
Stephen?
Right.
So now it hits the internet, photos from the premiere, and all that appears on the internet now are just photos of me.
That's right. Pretty
and,
boy.
And Kevin's sitting there going... Well, what's up with that? And
nobody believes I went to the premiere.
But realistically...
Nobody, they can't know that I was there.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but, I got 65 movies over 25 years. I've been rolling here for a little while. And, so, in other words, what I'm saying is, you little snot-nosed, little whiny, snivelly, little spring chicken... All right.
I'm 3.5 years younger than you.
It's gonna take a little bit longer.
I'm sure.
Before you get to like Sinatra. I'm like Sinatra in your life. I'm like Frank Sinatra in your life.
So who am I? Sammy Davis?
No, you'd be like not Sammy. Sammy was big. You'd be like Joe Pesci.
I'm not liking any of these comparisons. None. 800-345-9622. I do want to ask a question, though, before we end the show tonight, and that is, this week the president decided that he was going to... Well, he made the announcement. He's going to force a policy upon the entire insurance industry to force people to give contraception and even contraceptive abortifacients, the morning after pill...
Mm-hmm.
RU486, where it's allowed, et cetera, et cetera, through health care programs that insurance companies offer for, quote, free. The Catholic Church didn't like this very much. And they said, but if you make us do that.
I think the Pope's quote was, he done did what?
Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's exactly.
I saw that on YouTube.
Once it was translated.
I saw that on YouTube. The Pope turned around and they went, yes, yes, you're on
this. The new channel on YouTube, yeah. Stuff the Pope Says.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, Your Eminence, President Obama feels like now he's going to try to force, you and everybody else. He done did what?
But here's the thing. They basically told the Catholic Church, you have to provide these drugs that your doctrine says is sin to people that are under your employment.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, I don't think so. And they said,
how cool is that? I don't subscribe to any denomination, but it's kind of cool when the Catholic Church just goes, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Just, no.
Well, I wish we had someone.
Ain't working.
Who was like the Pope in the non-Catholic world. I wish we had somebody who's like this guy.
Did you tee that one up for me.
That has.
I could have made a great joke just then.
That has this kind of moxie. Because sure. This guy doesn't take any guff. He's right. Just like, nope. Homie ain't playing. That's right. The end of that.
Right.
So here's what I want to know.
Because there's the White House and all its power and what it represents, and then there's the Vatican over there. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think they're talking
you
like,
know what I'm saying?
Like Barack, Long Islanders.
Yo, Barack, baby.
800-345-9622.
Don't make the Pope come over there, Barack.
So
you hear what I'm saying?
So the Catholics didn't care for the mandate, and they said this violates our conscience. And the initial reaction by the White House was, we don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care. We don't care what your religion says. We don't care what your faith says. You will do what we say. Our morality is more important than your morality, so you have to follow our morality.
Now, just seriously.
I'm being very serious.
I like what you said yesterday when we were talking about this.
Okay.
You said that Barack Obama and a handful of people within his administration that were, in your understanding, set up this scenario now. Is it Obama and like three or four women in his cabinet or administration?
Well, he certainly has cabinet level input on it, yes.
But was it everybody or was it like specifically?
Well, Sebelius was the
main. Sebelius and they turn around and say, hey, you got to do this.
And if you know anything about Sebelius, she was the most pro-abortion governor in the history of the state of Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And she was always, revulsively anti any pro-life group
mm-hmm.
in the state of Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
She blamed the death of the abortion doctor, George Tiller, that was basically the world's biggest killing doctor.
Blamed it on
pro-lifers and said, this is representative of the whole pro-life movement. So she's a punk to begin with. Basically.
Whoa!
I mean, this is her starting point. So
how do you really feel, Kevin?
She goes to the press.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extendivite. 800-345-9622. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough.
Yo, yo, yo.
A lot of people have a lot of beliefs that are important to them. People that practice faith of all kinds of varieties have things that they believe very strongly. The president came out this last week and said, it doesn't matter what your faith is, you will provide abortifacients and contraceptives in your insurance plans. Even if you are a faith-based insurer and you have a theological problem with abortifacients or contraceptives. And here's what I would like to know from you listening right now. 800-345-9622. He walks it back today. He says, you know, it wasn't... we're going to make sure that faith-based organizations don't have to do this. And then he says, but if you work for a faith-based organization, then when you go and get your health insurance from somewhere else that's not the faith-based organization, then that insurer has to provide you these drugs for free. This is after he's walked back the position trying to force people of conscience to do this. Now, friends, here's the problem. You still have to have someone who pays for those drugs. Someone has to pay for everything that is used in health insurance plans. What I don't understand, what I cannot comprehend, and ladies, I'd love to hear from you. Why don't you buy your own silly drugs? You don't want to get pregnant? Well, first of all, just don't have sex. It's a pretty easy way to go about it. If you don't have sex, you won't get pregnant. Done. Next question. But if you're going to have sex and you need contraceptives and you're going to say, well, these are absolutely important, I must have them. where did it get written down somewhere that someone's supposed to give those to you for free? Where did that happen?
Well, apparently, Kevin, there are people that have the point of view that if health care covers certain things, it should cover that too.
Well, you know what?
And that's a woman's right.
It's very important for my child to drink milk. Milk is a very important element in their life. It has vitamins, it has protein, it has all this calcium, everything that they need.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the government should give my kids free milk.
Well, then you should vote for Obama for another 4 years.
So I want free milk.
Uh-huh.
Seriously, if we follow this path, this reasoning, and of course it's all campaign gimmicks, right? Oh, I'm trying to make women be endeared to me, so I'm going to give them this medical stuff that really they don't have any right to have given to them.
Mm-hmm.
They can choose to use it and to pay for it, or to pay for a plan that pays for it, just like people have always done, or they could choose not to use it. No, that's, you know, I don't think anybody's life is going to be saved because of contraceptives or abortifacients.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's key to women's long-term health. Maybe I'm wrong. Correct me if I am. 1-800-345-9622. 1-800-345-9622. I got to believe out of the hundreds of stations that we've got that are listening that somebody has an opinion about this. But the president tried to do this, and then he tried to walk it back. And Stevens on Fox and Friends this morning, they asked, well, you know, hey, he took care of it. He walked it back. Isn't everything satisfied? And I'm sitting there yelling at the TV going, no! Where did he get off thinking he could change the First Amendment on people to begin with? Isn't it? And here's what I really want to know from you. 800-345-9622. 800-345-9622. We'll take your calls the rest of the way. Isn't this just really Obama wanting to play God? Oh, don't listen to what you think or you know about Jesus. I'm Jesus to you. You will listen to me. You'll do it the way I want it done. Forget what you think about Jesus. I'm Jesus. I'm the Obama Jesus. I'm the Obama Messiah. I will tell you what is moral and immoral, and I don't think there's anything wrong with this, so you can't think there's anything wrong with it. Isn't this blasphemy? Didn't he basically tell Catholics, forget your God, screw what you think about God, this is me becoming God in your life? I think it is. 800-345-9622. Am I overboard here, Stephen?
I wouldn't say overboard. I'd say, you know, and again, you don't believe me, but I'm really the dumb guy in this equation. If you break it down to bite-sized morsels here,
right?
He tried to create a law that would force any institutions that offer
it was just a giveaway. Women, I want you to vote for me, so I'm going to give you all your drugs. Here's your.
Oh, hold on. But so I understand,
right?
He wanted to create a law that would force any faith-based institution that offers health care,
mm-hmm.
He's now saying you must offer contraception to women
at no extra cost
within that health care program, which contraception to the Roman Catholic faith is something that what? Now take it from there.
Is a sin. It would be against doctrine. It would be bad practice for Catholics. For traditional Catholics that understand
the teaching of the Church. Which is why the Roman Catholic Church has come so strongly in opposition against
it. Absolutely. They said, no, this is...
So I guess...
You're forcing us to sin, is what they would say.
So the question for me is, did Obama have the right to try to force this on the Roman Catholic Church? And did the Church have the right to oppose it?
Let's talk to Basil in Bogota, New Jersey. Hey, Basil.
Hi, I just wanted to share with you that there's a parallel to a problem that I had. My daughter was forced to withdraw from a public college in New Jersey because of a mandatory student activity fee, which parents and students are forced to pay, and that fee is used to promote college campus activities related to sex, politics, social issues, religion that we didn't agree with. So we had asked the college for accommodation, and they refused. My daughter withheld the fee, and they told her that if she didn't pay the fee, her student account would be frozen. She wouldn't have access to her transcripts, and she couldn't register for the next semester.
It's bullying. And so, Basil, here's my question. Do you think that that's some form of blasphemy? Do you think that's them putting themselves in God's place in your family's life?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
They're interfering with my exercise of my religious rights.
First Amendment, bait. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Thanks for the call.
In 2012, maybe you've already discovered it's the season of the cold, the flu, even the bronchitis. Have you made two...
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Rekindle the romance between you and I.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. We're going to go to the phones right now, right, Kevo?
Yeah, let's talk to Craig in Ione, Washington. Craig, where are you listening tonight? Craig, are you there? Hold on one second. I got the wrong... Let's go to Christy first, St. Petersburg, Florida. Hi, Christy.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well. So we're talking about this Obama thing, 800-345-9622. What do you make of his assault on the First Amendment this week?
Well, I'm just appalled that it even got to that point. You know, I mean, this is it is the President of the United States with all his advisors and all his cabinetry and all these people around him, and, you know, he's... Like you said, it's an arrogance about this man that he would even try to promote something like this. I mean, everyone knows how the Catholic Church feels about birth control methods. And, I'm just appalled that the president of our wonderful United States would even take that step in that direction. Well, I'm appalled at many things that he does, but, you know, this...
Has this broken new territory for you, Christy? Does this make it seem more serious, what the president is, the degree that the president is willing to go?
Of course, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, as Stephen said to the panel today, there's one way to and make sure this all ends, and that is between now and November, get everyone you know to educate themselves on exactly what's going on. And might I just be self-serving in saying that if you're looking for a book that breaks it down very, very good, no, he can't. How Barack Obama is Dismantling Hope and Change. It's available on Amazon.com. You can also get it on our website, BaldwinMcCullough.com, if you want a signed copy. Craig is in Ione, Washington. Craig, where are you listening to the show tonight?
I'm listening over the Internet.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you with us. What's your thoughts on this?
I think this is just a prerequisite to you're eventually going to have to get a license to have a baby.
Oh, that's like China population control weirdness.
Oh, yeah, population control. That's what it's all about.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
I just think it's unconstitutional to force... Anyone that doesn't want to do something, you know, that, whether it's religious beliefs that you're trying to force something down somebody to do something is. But we all know that the Constitution now is just a piece of paper. So.
Well, I hope that's going to change in the next election. Craig, thanks for listening. Thanks for telling your friends. Tonight we lost. I don't know, Stephen. Do you think the greatest voice of all time?
I don't think you can rank artists, but I think that certainly when it comes to the awesomeness that comes with certain vocal abilities, certainly Whitney Houston is considered probably to be in the top 10 most awesome voices to ever exist.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, guys, we'll see you next
God
Saturday.
Bless.